This is Nick Adkins at Nick is in PDX at Health Innovation Media. I'm standing outside the Innovation Lab at Exponential Medicine with my good friends from the Netherlands, from Nijmegen, who I had the pleasure of meeting earlier this year at our Future Health with our good friend Lucian. Mm-hmm. And this is Joel, and this is Robin, and I'm going to let you guys tell us what you do, but I'm going to start with you, Joel, because you've got the best title ever. So tell me what you do, what your title is over there.
Well, they call me a biomedical engineer. I have a biomedical engineering background, but since I work at the ReShape Center with all kinds of new technology that we see coming towards us in healthcare, sometimes people think it's like magic, so they transformed it into biomedical engineer.
Biomedical engineer, I love that. Robin, tell me what you do over there.
Well, I'm a design thinker at ReShape, so I try to bring in the user experience part to really understand what the patients need, and how can we really improve their lives. So how can we add some value to their lives instead of just pushing technology?
Awesome. Yeah, when I was visiting you guys earlier this year, I got the pleasure of going to the ReShape Lab and seeing you and your team and everybody there, and the awesome energy from the whole group. I mean, it was just, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, right? I mean, you get to work there every day. So, tell me about some of the stuff that you're working on over there.
Well, one of the concepts I worked on was for a specific patient group, for a patient with chronic myeloid leukemia. And we started out with a question of, can we set up a regional platform? And it became like the only way we could pull it off was to create a national platform in which the patient would actually check their own quality of care. So they would be in total control of their care. That's one of the projects I work on.
Oh, that's exciting. And so where would you say that project is? Is it still in the pilot phase, or is it beyond that?
It's now being piloted, and it's being further developed step by step. So using it as we grow.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. And Joel, tell me what's the latest magic that you're pulling out of your hat.
So, well, one of the things that we do was bring together startups with professionals from our hospital. So physiotherapists in our hospital are working on a project they call Ban Bad Centricity in English. They think people should be more active, more moving, instead of lying all day. So they might be sitting or walking around. But right now the environment is not attractive enough, or they feel insecure about moving. So we're looking for technologies, for example, to make them more active. And one of the things we did, we put them together with a startup company that we met that works with NFC chips, NFC technology, to see if we can make sort of NFC stickers to make the environment more interesting and to engage them with the environment and let them get out of their rooms, out of their beds, and walk around.
Or they can all play Pokemon Go.
Or they can play Pokemon Go, like they did in the American Hospital. That's a really cool movie. Yeah.
Robin, what's the most exciting thing you've seen at Exponential Medicine since you've been here that's really just got you fired up?
Well, one of the things that really got me fired up was the part about the functional medicine, because that was basically design thinking at its finest. It was deconstructing the problem we face in healthcare, really looking at what is causing the symptoms, not just the symptoms, and then redefining the problem statement and actually coming up with a completely new solution. So that is design thinking. So that's cool. That's amazing.
Joel, tell me, what did you see that's really got you passionate and you're excited to go home and tell your friends about in the Netherlands that you saw here? What's the one thing that's...
Well, something that gets comes back in every presentation is machine learning. They apply it to all kinds of fields, and the early results show really promising stuff that you can do with machine learning and the data that we're gathering. And we're collecting more and more data in healthcare, so it's interesting to see what we can get out of the data with machine learning that human intelligence can't do, for example.
So good to see you guys, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.